Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome to the month of June. I'm so excited you made it this far in the year 2020. And the Lord bless and keep you. I come your way with the word of God for this month of June. A lot of us have been asking ourselves, what is the way forward? We've been asking ourselves, what are we going to do after this lockdown? I believe the word of God came timely and came at the right time. And I want to share a few thoughts with you and I as children of God so that we'll know how to live our lives and how to conduct ourselves even in such times as these. I pray that this episode would help you and build your faith up and bring you to the place where everything you ask of God becomes a reality. Quickly take a reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12. Ezekiel chapter 12 from the verse 23 and verse 25. So I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. Verse 23 says that, "Tell them therefore, saith the Lord, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say to them, the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision." Then verse 25 says that, "For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, saith the Lord." Amen. "For in your days, I will say the word and perform it." Amen. So in your days, Gloria, in your days, Ernest, in your days, whoever is listening to me today, the Lord says that in your days, He will speak a word concerning your life, and He will also perform it. And He says that, "For these are the days, and they are the fulfillment," or the days of fulfillment of visions. So in this month of June, I believe that the Lord is ordering our steps into a time of fulfillment of visions and fulfillment of prophecies. And a lot of us probably are tired, want to give up and all. But I want you to hold on for just a moment, as the word of God has declared in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 23 and 25, that the days of fulfillment of vision is now and is in your days. God is going to do something marvelous. Want to look at how we can conduct ourselves in such times as these, so we'll be able to know how to position ourselves for the fulfillment of the visions God was talking about. And I want to refer you to a scripture in Joshua chapter 14. It's a story about Caleb when he went to Joshua, the man of God, and said to him that, "Joshua, many years ago, about 45 years ago, the Lord God spoke through the servant Moses and said to him that He has given me this land for a possession." And Caleb said to Joshua that, "After many years, after 45 years, I have come back, and my strength is as it was then, and I am able to take possession of this land. And therefore, give it to me, and I'll take possession of it." It was the season, it was a time for the fulfillment of visions. And that which the prophet Moses saw and told Caleb, after 45 years, he came back in strength, came back in power, went, and the Bible says in Joshua chapter 14, from verse number 7 to 14, that, "And the Lord helped him to possess the land." Child of God, what is that prophecy you have received and you have almost forgotten about it? What is that dream that you had and you've almost abandoned it? Rise up and go back for it, just like Caleb did after 45 years. And as the Lord gave him victory, this is the word of the Lord to us, that in your days, I will not just speak a word, but I will also perform it. God has spoken it and He's bound to perform it. I want you to rise up in strength rise up in power and go back to take possession of that prophecy. Go back and possess the land of that giant, for God has given it to you for your possession even before the foundations of the earth. This is a month of possession, the land of the giant. And if we are possessing the land of the giants, it means that we should understand that giants, of course, by their name, are beyond the imagination of the normal human stature. And it will take extra courage and extra strength for you to face them. So what we need in this month is the faith we have built over the days. In this lockdown period, we built a lot of faith as we fellowship with God. In time past, we have built faith. And this is the time that the faith you have built, you add it to the word of God and put flesh on it to make it a reality. I want you to understand one thing. That is the faith that with which you receive a word of God or the word of God is not enough faith to bring it to pass. Or the faith with which you receive that word of prophecy requires much, much greater faith for you to be able to put flesh on that same way and make it a reality. That is why many of us, we receive the word, we are excited, and we leave the presence of the man of God. But we go and the word is unable to come through because our faith then is not the same faith that we need to make the word come to pass. Caleb said to Joshua, that Joshua, I receive this word, and my strength as then is the same as it is now, and I have come to take possession of the land. So the question is that if his strength, when he received that word, a quick reference to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. And in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, when they sent the spies to go and spy the land, indeed they came back with a report that there are giants there, and the place that we are going, we cannot defeat the people. Then this same Caleb got up and said to the man Moses that we are well able to take possession of the land. As that tender age, he was able to go and speak the word of faith that we are well able. Let us go at once and take possession of the land in Numbers chapter 13. Then in Joshua, he goes back after 45 years when that land was given to him to take possession of it. The same person who said, let us go at once and take possession of the land for we are well able, left the land abandoned for 45 years. Came back later after 45 years and said that I am well able. The question is that if he had so much strength then, if he had so much faith then, why then didn't the word of God or the land that was given to him why didn't he go to take possession of it then? But he left it for 45 years. Maybe this is a question that is running through your mind. You had faith when you received the word. Why didn't it come to pass? I want you to understand that between the time you receive the word in faith and the time that that word comes to pass, the same word comes to pass, your faith must be built up. The Bible said that, dearly beloved, build up your faith, your most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Ghost. So there is a time for us to build that faith. Yes, the faith is there, undeniably, but you need to build it up to the place where it is able to put flesh on the word of God and make it a reality. So anytime God gives you a word, immediately you do not go back to do it and let it happen then. It goes through a process. For some people, their process is very short. It takes a matter of a day or two to go through that same process. But for others, it goes through a number of years to build that faith, to put flesh on the word of God and make it a reality. For somebody who has 5,000 CDs 5 years ago and wanted to buy a Mercedes Benz and couldn't buy it till now, maybe 5 years later, decides to use the same amount to buy the same car he wanted to buy. Maybe the car had not changed in price, so he could have bought it then. But probably he didn't have a license, though he knew how to drive. So buying the land at the car at that time would have been of no use because he couldn't still have driven the car without a license. So between the time he had the money to buy and the time he actually bought the car, there was a need for him to have worked on his license so that after buying the car, he'll be able to use it. Somebody else had the same amount to buy the car, but he didn't buy it. 2 years later, he bought it. Not because his was of any exceptional quality, but because during the time when he was going to buy, probably all he needed was that he had a license, but he needed to maybe upgrade himself on the road. And so the moment he bought it, he was able to use it. Some people will buy it because they have their license, they have everything. And then they buy it the same day, the next day they are driving. We all bought it at the same price. But some people, it took them a year or two. Some people, it was just a matter of days. And others, it was a matter of a few years. What I'm saying is that whenever the word of God comes to us, each and every one of us have faith. And Bible says that grace is given to us according to the measure of our faith. So there is a measure of the faith you have when you received the word of God. And that faith must be built upon in order to put flesh on the word that you receive and make it a reality. And that is the essence of this times that we are in, the times we have gone through, the seasons of transition. God didn't abandon you. His gifts are without repentance. And so when he promised Caleb the land, after 45 years, many of the people who were there when the land was promised were probably dead and gone. But Caleb went, thank God he didn't die. He lived until that word of God came to pass in his life. He went and told Joshua that I have come. I had faith then and I have faith now. The only difference is that now I have learned how to combat with giants and I am well able to possess it. The Bible said he went and God gave him victory. He possessed the land. Child of God, I want you to understand that this is not a time to quit. The scriptures have said it in Ezekiel chapter 12, that in your days, God will speak a word and he will also perform it. Any word that God has spoken concerning your life, in this month of June, we are taking possession of them. It doesn't matter how many times you prayed and it didn't come to pass. This is a time of possessing the land of giants, the word of the Lord that came to us. You see that it is a time of fulfillment of visions. And this season, every vision, every dream, every prophecy, every word of God concerning your life, this is a season of its fulfillment. Do not give up. Forget about what people might have said in that 45 years of your life, that it is too long. This one is, it has expired. Nobody determines when a prophecy expires and when it doesn't expire, except God. And God has not declared it expired, so it is not. Brace yourself up in prayer. Brace yourself up in trusting God once again and take a bold step. Yes, they are giants. And one of the good news I am so excited about in this whole thing is that when Caleb went, it was the same Caleb who saw the giants. It was the same Israelites that saw the giant who were scared that God used them. God did not bring any external person to come and fight the battle for them. What I'm trying to say to you is that, child of God, it was the same you that received the prophecy. And God is going to use the same you. Nothing changing about you. Nothing different about your life. You received the word 2 years ago and the same you had not changed. But you were able to put together the faith that you have built and put flesh on the word of God. The good news is that you are going to do it yourself. And no one is going to do it for you because God is going to give you strength. God is going to give you wisdom. God is going to give grace upon you and favor on your life to bring you to the place of attaining. In this month of June, let us understand that the faith which we have built over the years, it's time to put it to use. Do not sit down in self-pity. Do not sit down in rejection. Do not sit down in fear and do not sit down in sorrow. Rise up, child of God. Rise up, people of God, and say that enough is enough. Every word that God spoke to me, this is a season of fulfillment. According to Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 23, it's a time of fulfillment of visions. And the verse 25 says that for whatever God speaks in our days, He is going to perform it. I don't know what God spoke in your days, but I believe that is a time for performance. And all you need is to rise up like Caleb. It doesn't matter how many years it has taken. Rise up and say to yourself that I am well able to possess, because the faith I had in that word when I received it is the same faith I have now. And I know it will come to pass. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. As you rise up to go and take possession of the land, may God be your strength. May He be your light, and may He be the anchor and your great defender. You will go and conquer and bring glory to His name. This is a month of possessing the land of the giant, and God will make it happen to His own glory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.